FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz, and we're here at Freedom Fest. This is actually the 10th Freedom Fest that Mark Skousen has put on. Fifth one that I personally have attended. We're here in the desert in Vegas. A little hotter than last year. Only about 110. We've been here. It's been 120, but things are definitely heating up around the world. Our hearts go out to that terrorist attack in Nice on Bastille Day. I've been to Nice many times. Never thought about my personal safety when I visited there. We're with Jeff Berwick of the Dollar Vigilante right now, and Jeff's been writing extensively about the Shemitah, this being the year after the Jubilee, and seemingly he's been right on the money the past 2 years. Jeff, welcome back.
Thank you very much. I think this the heat here isn't due to global warming, or maybe it is, and we should actually tax all people on the air they breathe out of their own mouths called carbon dioxide or monoxide. So we should tax everyone. Where is Al Gore right now, by the way?
God, who cares? Not only knows. Yeah, well, you know, now they're starting to think that we're in a cooling trend. There's no, I mean, a couple of weeks ago, there were no sunspots, no sunspot activity on the face of the sun, which had only happened once, I think, in the past either 21 years or 42, some multiple of the number 7. But, you know, they want to tax us now on the number of miles that we drive. They're starting to figure out that gasoline is soon not going to be in use. When that happens, we don't know, but I think there's an inevitability to being taxed by the mile.
Yeah, be taxed by everything. That's we've never as a humanity been more taxed. And tax is not a, I think it was Benjamin Franklin or one of those idiot founding fathers like a cult who said there's nothing certain but death and taxes. There's definitely not certain taxes. We need to stop paying these governments, stop giving into their extortion fees, stop listening to the mainstream media, and own ourselves, and we will have a much better world.
What was that joke? Winston Churchill was in the bathroom, and the head of the Labour Party observed him there. He said, "You're not in a good mood today, Winnie. What's the problem?" And he said something to the fact, if you see something that's too big, you immediately want to either regulate it, tax it, or take it over, something that's working good. I don't remember what it was, the exact quote, but it was quite humorous, and I think it goes along with what you're talking about.
Well, he was also another propagandist for governments, saying that there's no good government. I forget the exact quote. I always butcher quotes.
Democracy is the worst system except for all the others.
Right, except for anarchy, which is ownership of yourself and not giving in to these giant terrorist organizations known as governments.
Well, there is an argument to be made, certainly, but the people we have running this country never saw a tax or a government program or a government employee they didn't love.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. It just keeps going and going. It's almost like Rome. Every Caesar was like, oh, this has got to be the worst Caesar. Next one's worse until it's finally all on fire. That's the way it is in the U.S. It's the way it is in many democracies. That, you know, the U.S. wasn't even founded as a democracy. It was founded as a republic. And now the propaganda in the media is about democracy. Now we got to bomb other countries for democracy. Craziness. People need to wake up. And I think they actually are. And I've seen that here at Freedom Fest.
Hey, so last year we had Donald Trump. He was effectively the keynote speaker, or certainly the major speaker. We had more people in this place than ever before. 2,500 people showed up. The promoter of the show, Mark Skousen, hates his guts, but somehow was persuaded to have him show up. And now here we are. Looks like there might be a little spillover effect from Trump, but it looks like we're back to the normal size here.
The size might be the same, but I've noticed a definite change. I just gave a speech on decriminalizing all the things, including all drugs. And if I gave that speech 5 years ago, I would have been booed. I would have been thrown out of the place. And I asked everyone when I started, I said, does anyone think that the war on drugs should continue? And not one person did. So that things are changing. Things are changing.
Yeah, well, the war on drugs, the war on alcohol, the war on you name it. It's just a war, another name for a war on the people.
Yeah, and as I said, 5 years ago here at Freedom Fest, this used to be a neocon, Randian, objectivist, some anarchists, but very few, and we were always made fun of. And now, like I said, I asked everyone in the room, there's a few hundred people, and there's many more at the conference, but at my one speech, and I said, is anyone here not an anarchist? No. It's actually beautiful. So things are really changing. It's a time of incredible change going on right now, and it could go either way, but hopefully we move towards more anarchy. We just met Steve Forbes. He just walked by both of us here and asked if he was an anarchist yet. He had actually a really good answer, a funny answer. He said, I have anarchy in my home. But I've noticed on Forbes.com, or on Forbes, I guess they have a paper magazine still. But
Dead Tree Media is alive and well in some quarters.
But most of the writers are anarcho-capitalists. We are actually creating massive change, and no one knows it. They will never put it on the CNN or on the mainstream media.
Well, I want to point out two things that have occurred in the past 5 years. Maybe three things, but two major things that have occurred: Uber and Bitcoin, and I'll throw in Airbnb for good measure.
Yeah, well, that's how fast things are changing. If you think about it, 10 years ago, no one had a smartphone. The Apple iPhone was 2007, I believe.
Correct.
Facebook, around that time, Google, YouTube, even though those are very fascist and NSA connected, but that actually has... Just like how CERN created a little bit the internet, even though Al Gore said he created it, bring it back to Al Gore again. But the government sometimes, and the people behind those people, sometimes create some things that get out of their control. And the internet did. And now we're seeing the results. And so what's the biggest retailer in the world?
Amazon.
They don't have any stores. What's the biggest taxi company in the world? Uber. No taxis.
And no employees.
What's the biggest hotel company in the world? Airbnb. Yeah. They have no hotels. This is a massive shift, and including with things like Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. This is actually a real war, and it's not a violent war, which is actually beautiful. And as an anarchist, yeah. I don't want to see any kind of violence. But we are having a war of freedom versus complete tyranny right now. And the next election in the U.S., I'm predicting Hillary Clinton, and I'm predicting it's going to get so bad no one will believe it.
Well, I'll take issue with you on that, but how long the next president will last, regardless whom is elected, that's another issue. But let's go back here to Bitcoin, because you were really behind that quite early. So we've seen a resurgence. It was down to 187, and then it popped back couple of weeks ago. It was up to close to 800. I haven't had a chance to look at the price, honestly, in the past 2 days. Last time I looked, it was 635, probably close to around that. It could very well become the world reserve currency.
Yes, it very well could. The elites, the banksters, want to bring in an SDR currency. I've seen airplane tickets in Europe started to be priced in SDRs now.
Get out of here.
Yeah, really? No, I'm serious. Yeah. And so the people of this world need to decide, do we want to have a one world government or 7 billion governments on Earth? And if they were smart, they would choose 7 billion governments on Earth. But it actually is going that way. Things like cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin is changing the map. I've said that since 2011 when it was $3. I said this will be an evolution, not a revolution in money and banking.
Well, I talked to our good friend Trace Mayer. He told me, besides what's transacting from a speculative standpoint, day in, day out, you got several hundred million dollars a day taking place in bona fide transactions. me buying something from you or buying from Overstock or Amazon or whatever. But people are using it as, you're using it as a medium of exchange, which every transaction takes place, Jeff, further legitimizes it and makes it more acceptable. And maybe when you start getting to several billion dollars a day, all of a sudden it really gains critical mass. I think we're getting pretty close to critical mass.
Yeah, I think we're getting within 1 or 2 years of this either being an evolution of money banking or not. It's really interesting to see it from 2009. That's when it was founded. It was nothing until 2011. Then it was really nothing until about a few years ago. Now it's going wildfire. I compare it to the internet in 1994, 1995. There was $1 billion invested in Bitcoin last year or this year. That is very equivalent to the internet in 1995. It's going to change the world. And I've actually done the math, and I don't want to, I'm not saying this for people to go buy it because they want to make a lot of money. But if Bitcoin actually becomes money around the world that everyone uses, I've done the math, it'd be worth well over $1 million of Bitcoin in today's dollars.
Agreed. I can't say I've done the math, but I've come up with a similar theory. I think we're one country's currency collapse away. Doesn't have to be a big country. Europe. It could be a, well, forget Europe for a second, because they can keep kicking the can for a while longer. But a smaller country, like a former Russian republic, okay, that just loses control of their money supply, and people are onto it before it happens, and there's a mass conversion event, I would call it, where all that has to happen is 100,000 people convert all at once.
Oh, yeah.
And the merchants are ahead of them, and the merchants have the capability to accept Bitcoin in lieu of all other currencies, except perhaps precious metals. You can always take precious metal.
Absolutely.
Because you can always do the conversion because you're going to take coins. So the merchants in a small country, a few hundred thousand people. It could be a Baltic Republic, okay? They opt out of the euro, and the merchants are set up because they really are sophisticated technologically. Boom. That happens like overnight, and it's hallelujah time for Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's going to go that way. I actually don't think it's going to be a Baltic Republic, because the reason is because they broke off from the USSR and they become quite capitalist. So places like Estonia and all that, they're actually doing quite well. I actually think, well, if you look at Bitcoin growth, it's actually growing in places where it's banned. So places like Iran, Venezuela, Argentina,
and
before the
China, it's China's like
huge. Well, Chinese always roll in.
Yeah.
Which is great. So we're a few steps away.
Venezuela would be a great place for the experiment, right? Venezuela could really...
Well, they outlawed it, and I was just there.
But still,
right.
Smartphones.
Everybody's
got the smartphone.
I landed in Venezuela. I got on Tinder. Just saying, I like Tinder.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. The people there have smartphones, and there was thousands of beautiful girls who wanted to just
meet. They just want out.
Yeah.
They want to leave. Well, and I know where my next trip's going to be, but it isn't going to be Venezuela.
Not right now. No, wait till it collapses.
I'm not into feline, what do they call it?
I don't even know. Yeah. But once it collapses, that will be the place to be. Just like
feline tacos. No thanks.
Oh, yeah, they're eating dogs and cats right now. That's the end of the socialist.
All right, so dollarvigilante.com. Check out Jeff's writing on the Shemitah and the Jubilee. It's been spot on so far. The year's only half over here. We're barely into July. Things are really hitting the fan. Jeff, we'll talk to you again soon. Be well, my friend.
Thank you very much, Kerry.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.